Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Birth of a New Earth. My name is Janice Barcelo here at Republic Broadcasting Network. We are totally listener-supported here, my friends. So if you have the means, would you be kind enough to make a donation to keep us on the air and keep this information flowing? We would be ever so grateful for your support. Thank you so much. Well, another week has flown by, and did you miss me very much? I wanted to start the discussion today addressing something that I talked briefly about last week, which is the suggestion to use ivermectin if you are experiencing symptoms of shedding, and especially if you have taken the jab. However, because ivermectin is a pharmaceutical, I would also recommend taking clay. And I use what's called sacred clay. If anybody's interested in where I get the clay, you can email me at janicebarcelo@yahoo.com, and I will send you the link. It's Vitality Herbs and Clay. So I get the clay there, and I take, I buy it in powder. I put the powder in capsules, and I take two capsules the day after I take ivermectin so that it will pull out any pharmaceutical residue that remains in my body. I'm assuming that the ivermectin will have done its work within 24 hours to break up the hydrogel. And I also recently read an article that said it can block the spike proteins from attaching to the human cell membrane. So I don't know if this information is accurate. Honestly, I don't even know if spike proteins exist. Whenever I look for information about that, the images that we are shown are basically cartoons, in the same way that the images that we are shown of viruses are basically, computer-generated cartoon images, because they don't exist. So I don't know if spike proteins exist or not. I do believe the hydrogel exists. I do believe they are putting luciferase in the hydrogel, luciferase being named after the god of genetic modification, Lucifer. And luciferase creates an artificial light under your skin, so that if you have been jabbed and they run a scanner over your skin, they will see the luciferase under your skin and know that you have been, you have received the jab. And obviously, I do think the luciferase is in the hydrogel, which is one of the main reasons I am taking ivermectin. So I strongly recommend it. I do have some, not very much left. I think I'll try to get more because people are going to need this to get rid of this stuff in their bodies if you don't want to become one of the transhumanist biorobots that will be responding to frequencies. I also want to really stress the importance to those who made the mistake of taking the jab that you try to avoid being around wireless devices, because it is through the frequencies that they're either going to kill you or try to control your thoughts and emotions. So you have to stay away from wireless devices if you want to stay alive and if you don't want to be controlled. You know, this goes for everybody. If you don't want to be controlled, if you don't want to be tracked and spied on, if you don't want to be irradiated to the point of death, you need to deal with this issue, okay? It's not something you should put off any longer. You must deal with it so that you and your loved ones will be able to get to the other side of this nightmare. There is no reason not to address this issue. It must be dealt with if you want to survive. Okay, the other thing I want to recommend is there is a woman, an herbalist, who's making a product called Checkmate. This is a tincture, and you can get a very large bottle of this tincture that contains pine needle extract. It contains licorice. Licorice and star anise. And these are three things that are known to neutralize what's in the COVID injection. So this Checkmate tincture is being sold on eBay for about $25. And I take it, I've been taking it every day. I was taking it every day for, you know, as soon as this whole thing started. And I stopped taking it for a while, but I just recently started taking it again because I had forgotten about it. And now I realize how important this is, mainly because I noticed the pine needles, when I drink pine needle tea or when I take the cedar oil from Russia, from the Ringing Cedar settlements, I really do feel better. And my symptoms from the shedding disappeared as a result of these things. So I'm sticking with it, and I'm recommending these things to people as well. If you have any sign of flu, quote unquote, keeping in mind that the flu and radiation sickness share exactly the same symptoms. So there is no influenza virus any more than there is a COVID virus, any more than there is an HIV virus. These are complete medical fictions. They do not exist. They've never been shown to exist. They exist only in the media, as, you know, in the same way that the Jewish Holocaust exists, only through Hollywood movies and manipulation of our minds. These viruses don't exist. So it's important for us to come to grips with that fact. And I've been writing about it as I'm rewriting the second edition of my wireless radiation book, which is almost ready, just a couple more days, and I'll be able to get more copies of this book. I am going deep into the COVID fiasco. What a freaking show this has been, and a farce from day one. And of course, I'm going deep into the virus nonsense. These are medical fictions designed to promote basically vaccination and cover up what's really causing all this sickness, which is radiation. This has been going on for over 100 years that they've been covering up the harms of, well, what do we call it? Alternating current. When alternating current came onto the scene in the late 1880s, that's when people started developing quote unquote influenza. So people were getting sick right away from alternating current. And people have been getting sick for decades from these electric technologies. I don't think direct current is nearly as harmful as alternating current. Alternating current is it's an attack on the nervous system. It's a jackhammer on the nervous system and will disrupt the electrical signaling of your body and the bodies of all living things. That's why birds are dropping dead out of the sky right now. That's why animals are sick. That's why people are sick. It's the technologies, friend. We have been We have walked right into the trap. Enthusiastically, we have adopted these technologies and said, yes, I'll have it. And it's time that we said, no, I don't want it anymore. I prefer to live, and I prefer to live in the Creator's world than in this Luciferian prison that we've been trapped in and that is really honing in on us now. It's just closing in tighter and tighter to lock our souls into it, and actually with this injection to try to make it so that the bodies have no more connection to the soul. They are just biological robots. That's what they're after. That's what these injections have been for from the get-go. Okay, coming back, I want to say a few more things about detoxing. I also recommend dandelion leaf extract to help your liver, because your liver is going to be processing and trying to get rid of all of this stuff. And you want to take NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and glutathione. All right, these are the biggies, friends. And some people say take zinc, that zinc is important. I am reluctant to take zinc because to me that's like a metal, and I'm kind of over taking metals into my body. So if anybody has any questions about that, then you can email me. I'll forward you whatever information I have, and you can do your own research and make your decisions. I also wanted to chat with you about an article that came out recently, and it's entitled, They Knew. Why Didn't the Unvaccinated Do More to Warn Us? Okay, so right away, if you understand how Jews work, I immediately knew that this article, which if you read the article, you will feel the hatred and the evil that is embedded in the words of this article. Okay, so this article was not written by a normal vaccinated person. This article was written by a demonically possessed Jew that is trying to distract people from giving attention to the Jewish-controlled medical establishment and the fact that that establishment has been deliberately poisoning us for at least 100 years, and to now try to divert attention away from the Jews and their medicine onto the people who know better to not take their medicine. The second line of the article says, the unvaccinated knew what we didn't. Some of them said too little. Most said nothing at all. A lot of blood is now on their hands. So, my friends, those of you who didn't take the jab, did you know that you are responsible for the fact that those who did take the jab are now suffering for it? Did you know that we did not do enough to try to warn these people for the last 25 years about the dangers of vaccination in general? And then screaming our lungs out to try to get their attention with respect to the COVID vaccine. But that, see, that wasn't enough. It's not enough that we've been banned, blocked, our comments removed from all forms of social media. We didn't do enough to try to help these brain-controlled people to pull their heads out of their asses and not line up to take a genocidal biological weapon into their bloodstream. So this really, really gets my goat, because I know how the Jews work. I know the way they manipulate words and language. and emotions. So they're trying to conjure up a rage at those of us who refused to take their poison. I don't know if anybody else out there is bothered by that, but I sure am. Let me read you a few more words from this extremely hateful article. It says, while well-intending citizens lined up, did the right thing, and received their COVID-19 vaccinations, now seeming to do more harm than good, their unvaccinated friends stood by and let them do it. Some of them said too little, some of them said nothing at all, even though they knew what we didn't, our blood is now on their hands. Those are strong words, but the unvaccinated had access to important information about the potential side effects of vaccines. They knew about the risks of severe allergic reactions, blood clots, and other serious health complications. They knew that vaccines did not immunize us. They knew it wasn't effective and that they can cause more harm than good. See, we, the unvaccinated, knew all of that, but instead of warning the brain dead, the unvaccinated chose to remain silent. They chose to look the other way and not speak out about the potential dangers of the vaccines. They let millions of good folks who did the right thing fall to the death and disease. And many anti-vaxxers even gloated online about how their coin flip had been the right bet. The more diabolical even urged folks they disagree with to get boosted. I could go on, but I want you to feel, if you can read this article, again, email me, JaniceBarcello@yahoo.com. I will send you the link. You can read this article. I want people to feel what's in this article. Because once you feel this, once you recognize the sensations that your body is communicating to you, you will see the Jewish hand whenever they're writing something similar to this. You will know what they're doing and why. Okay? The fact is, it is the Jewish-controlled medical establishment that fully knew the dangers of these vaccines. It is the Jewish-controlled medical establishment that created these vaccines as biological weapons, knowing fully that these injections would cause death and extreme, quote-unquote, side effects, injuries that are lifelong, and that may leave many, many more people dead in the not-too-distant future. They knew that this vaccine didn't do anything to immunize people against disease. They knew it wasn't effective. Everything that those who did not take the jab are being accused of, the Jews themselves are guilty of. And this is how they play the game over and over and over again, my friends. I do believe it's in the Protocols of Zion that they laid out this particular method of projecting everything they do onto others. And now trying to project it onto us in the hopes that the people who took the jab will you know, rise up against us instead of rising up against them. Then they say the silence of the unvaccinated was a dangerous, sociopathic, and irresponsible decision. So now we are sociopaths. To boot. I hope there's somebody out there getting as freaking pissed off as I am. And of course, there's no author name on this article. Zero. And you know, we know why, friends. We know. Let's all come to the place where we know the game and we know what they're doing and how it's being done, because we can't afford anymore to ignore this kind of stuff. These creatures have to go. They have to go. We can't coexist with them. All right, moving on. I also want to, there's a couple other things I want to share with you. Of course, it's about the Jews, because now I'm on this topic and I can't seem to get off it. I came across some Talmud quotes the other day. One of the quotes is as follows: all property of other nations belongs to the Jewish nation, which consequently is entitled to seize upon it without any scruples. How does everybody feel about that? Did you know that your property belongs to the Jewish nation? Did you know, there's another quote, when a Jew has a Gentile in his clutches, another Jew may go to the same Gentile, lend him money, and in turn deceive him so that the Gentile shall be ruined. For the property of a Gentile, according to our law, belongs to no one, and the first Jew that passes has full right to seize it. This is written in their highest, quote-unquote, holy book. And of course, it's all through the Bible. These creatures go from place to place, seizing other people's land, and even their children and their women and their animals, all of their wealth. This is what Jews do. This is what they've been doing for centuries. There it is in your holy book, Christians. There it is in the patriarchs that you so think are worth looking up to and admiring. There's the very behavior of stealing what belongs to other people. And here, they're being told it's perfectly fine. Do we get to the point where we understand this is a satanic religion? And Christianity was birthed out of it and is involved in the worship of these creatures, including their Anunnaki God, Yahweh. People, we have to learn and understand the true history of this earth, what's been going on. It's been right in front of our face. In the same way, it's been right in front of our face for decades that the medical establishment is hurting people. They're hurting everybody that walks in to a hospital, and they've been doing it for decades. You cannot tell me that they don't know their diagnostic, their radiation-emitting diagnostic and therapeutic machines are potentially lethal. They know this. And they know that the more exposure you have, the quicker you're going to die. But hopefully it'll be a nice, slow death so that they can harvest all your wealth before you kick the bucket, in the form of owing them money for quote-unquote medical treatments. Part of the difficulty for me is that I have seen this stuff for at least 25 years. I have seen what's going on. I didn't know it was the Jews until about 15 years ago when I started waking up to that reality, maybe 10 years ago. But I knew the medical establishment was a problem. I knew what was in the Bible was a problem. I knew the creatures that were being represented in the Bible were a problem. I knew the God of the Bible was a big problem. Why don't other people see this? What is it about mankind that we, so many of us, are not able to see what is obvious, what is staring us in the face? Why do, you know, why does my mother still go to the medical establishment, for example? She's got me as a daughter who's provided her with numerous real remedies. And she responds to them really well, you know, she gets better with true remedies. But she still hands her body over to these people. And we still hand our minds over to religion and over to the Jews by watching their television and their music videos. Why do we do this? I don't understand it. I get very, very confused about why people don't see it. And I really wish I could understand things better. I want to stress that they've just come out with a little ultrasonic patch that women can wear on their bodies when they're pregnant in order to listen to the baby's heart rate. Ultrasound, of course, ultrasonic technologies are the most damaging, based on my knowledge, the most damaging of all non-ionizing technologies ever created. Ultrasound is lethal, and it is extremely harmful to developing babies. It is the driving force behind the autism epidemic and many of the other issues we are seeing in children today. But here they are encouraging women to wear an ultrasonic patch. The irony, of course, is that they're saying it's important for women to do this because women in the U.S. especially are more vulnerable to pregnancy-related mortality. In other words, women and babies are dying in droves in the United States. A lot of babies are dying in the womb. Other babies are dying after they're born, within the first year of life. And the maternal mortality rate is sky high. And this is purposeful. This is deliberate. This is because of what babies and mothers are being exposed to during pregnancy and during hospital birth. Babies will miscarry. Many babies will miscarry when exposed to ultrasound. Other babies will be born with low birth weight. Other babies will be born deaf or with severe hearing problems because of the noise level of ultrasound. Other babies will be born infertile because ultrasound creates infertility. There's so many things. Some babies are born without skull bones. This is called microcephaly. They blame it on a virus, but really it's because ultrasound melts the bones. There's the break. We'll be right back, folks. We're invited to live our divinity. It's the birth of a new
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Oh, can you see it, baby? All right, welcome back, everybody. We are here again at Birth of a New Earth. I'm Janice Barcello. Please do support the station, friend. Please send in donations. Donations are so important, and we appreciate it very much. Okay, I just got an email from a listener reminding me of the importance of zinc, because I kind of saying I don't want to take it. So I do want to say there is an article here, if anybody wants it, on the importance of zinc and the foods through which you can get zinc naturally. Okay, these include oysters and other seafood. Let's see what else. Beans, nuts, and seeds. Anyway, what I do in terms of minerals is I take something called Quinton Plasma, Quinton. Quinton Plasma is, it's basically seawater, a specific kind of seawater that contains all the minerals that we need. So I take that, and I'm sure I'm getting plenty of zinc that way. My own experience when I take a capsule, when I take a zinc capsule, especially on an empty stomach, which is what we're told to do so that things like NAC and zinc will be really absorbed by the body quickly if you don't have food in your stomach. In any event, my stomach really, really hurts when I take zinc. And I don't want to take it because if I don't feel good, when that capsule opens up and my stomach goes into like spasms, I don't think that's good for me. I'm not used to having stomach problems, you know. So when my body speaks to me that way, I listen. I never have a problem if I take Quintin Plasma, which I do every day. So that's what I recommend. If you're concerned about minerals, you know, if you want to get plenty of minerals and you want to get plenty of zinc, I would take Quintin Plasma. And you can get it on Amazon and you can get it other places for a little bit less money. Okay, so back to the ultrasound thing, to let people know that the irony, of course, is that the article recommending that pregnant women wear this little device says that there's an increasing risk of heart diseases in the babies. Of course, in the mothers too. And that's why they need to be monitored. Okay. The fact is, it is the technology that is causing the heart disease. This includes all wireless devices and ultrasonic devices, anything that pulses, like Doppler fetal heart monitors. All of these things cause heart problems and heart disease. So what they're saying, it's a complete reversal. What they're recommending people do is actually what's going to cause the problem that they say they need to be monitored for. Everything is a reversal. Of course, heart disease is also a result of the COVID jab. But why? Why is the COVID jab causing heart problems? Because people have been injected with a wireless operating system. People have nano routers and nano robotics inside their bodies, along with graphene oxide that responds to the frequencies, that gives instructions to the nanobots to start building. Right? Start putting yourself together. We're going to create a neurological wiring system that takes over the human neurology and puts in its place artificial intelligence so that these people can become literally biological robots. But this is why, you see, this is why people develop heart problems. Because they're walking Bluetooth devices. They have MAC addresses coming off their bodies because of the little nanotech that they have inside their bloodstreams. People were having heart attacks before the COVID jab, obviously, also because we're now surrounded by wireless technologies. But the situation, and also blood clots, because did you know within 2 minutes of exposure to something like a smart meter or a Wi-Fi router, your blood will immediately clot? It will immediately, your red blood cells will immediately start to line up and look like a roll of coins. They call this rouleau formation. So your blood immediately starts to clot. And if you are exposed for 7 hours, let's say you are working in an environment with Wi-Fi, your blood's going to be seriously clotted. And the only way to unclot your blood is to get out of the radiation. So everything that's happening to the jabbed is really a result of the wireless operating system. It's really a result of the frequencies and the radiation that they've now taken into their bodies and that they must work to try to get rid of if they want to survive. But here they are recommending pregnant women wear this device on their bodies, which will kill their babies if they do it long enough. Their babies won't make it. This is something all those who are interested to have children really need to start paying attention to. The other thing which I found super interesting, I found an article. It's called, this is the title, "The Screen Goddess You Have to Thank for Wi-Fi." Jewish Austrian American actress who fled Nazi sympathizing husband and went on to pioneer technology behind wireless internet, Bluetooth, and GPS. This Jewess's name is Hedy Lamarr. You will find, if you go deep enough, and this is in my ultrasound book and also in my wireless radiation book, if you go deep enough, you will find it is the Jews, always, who are behind the creation of these technologies. Technologies that are, you know, that are presented to us as a convenience, as a source of great joy and fulfillment. In fact, the technologies are deadly. And Lamarr apparently helped to devise these technologies in response to the Nazis being able to repeatedly jam the radio signals of the all lies, the allies, these signals that were being used to guide torpedoes to their targets. So the Germans were able to jam these radio signals. But with the help of Jewess Lamarr and her ilk, they were able to create a device that allowed what's called frequency hopping, which made the radio transmissions harder to intercept. Now, I'm assuming, I don't know this to be a fact, that what we're talking about here in terms of frequency hopping is actually pulsed frequencies. So if you end up getting an EMF meter and you put the meter next to your cell phone, with the cell phone turned on, of course, you will notice every 30, 40 seconds a great big pulse into the red on your meter. And this is going on 24/7 with all wireless devices. Smart meters can be worse, sending the pulses much more often. Okay? So these pulses are the most destructive biologically. They are what will take you down. And now they're very, very common in all the technologies that we use. Oh, good. We have a caller. Francis in North Carolina. What would you like to say?
Hey, young lady. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I think I'm here. As busy as a bee. And hopefully we still have those. As far as that commentary early on in the show was concerned about that people that did not forewarn and so forth, that basically you could tell was a crock of, you know, whatever. I don't accept their guilt trip. I do not accept it. I am opposed by it. And quite frankly, I don't accept their mind control and their conditioning. I do not accept it. I refuse it. Simply because you can warn people from just the very little knowledge that you have early on when they first start coming out with this, with the shot jab. You can warn people or raise a question in your mind and they look at you like, well, what's wrong? What do you think about it? But they're not going to ask. They will just accept things as they are, and that's it. And if you do tell them the truth of what's going on, they're going to think you're a crazy nutball, conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat-wearing idiot.
Yep.
Which for me, I'll gladly wear my designer tinfoil hat, for that matter. Well, that's what I call it. I mean, a designer tinfoil hat. I'll wear it proudly, no problem. You can tell them and warn them, which a lot of people did before they ever took the shot jab, but they have to make the conscious choice of paying attention to what's going on, let go of the fear-mongering, and actually do the research themselves. You cannot do it for them. You can advise them and give them your sentiment, but they got to be willing to do the research themselves and see what the truth is about the matter before they go and let the fear mongering scare them into, well, I need to go to the doctor and get a appointment and go get my doctor.
Well, it's not, see, Francis, it's not regular people that wrote this article. I've no doubt about that. What enrages me the most about the article, well, number one, I know what kind of creature wrote it. Number two, we really tried to give warning. You know, like I was trying to warn people on a website called Nextdoor, my neighbors, where you can be in communication with my neighbors. And I was trying to warn people, and somebody in my neighborhood reported me and got me kicked off the site. I've been banned from all social media, except LinkedIn, which I never use.
Okay?
So this is the thing. We can try to scream it, but the same creatures that wrote the article are the creatures that are going to censor us from getting the information to the people that might be open to receiving it, which is why I took on a radio show.
Yeah.
Because I got
Go ahead.
I got fed up with not being able to reach people, so that's why I'm talking to you through a radio show right now and a radio station that's not censoring me. Thank God.
There you go. Well,
really?
That, I find I have to start locally when people start talking about this or talking about that. I'll even ask people whenever I see someone wearing a facial diaper, as I've heard it called at one point, how often they have to wash that thing before they put it back on again. And they look at me really stupid, like, well, I had to have it so I don't get a bug or something. I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, and sometimes I wonder if they're even using two brain cells in the skull, if at all.
Well, yeah. I want to get back. I really appreciate your commentary. See, they can't use their brain cells, Francis, if they're not getting any oxygen.
Thank you.
If you're putting a mask over your face, you're breathing in carbon dioxide, people, and you're not getting proper oxygen, and so your brain is going to deteriorate. You're not going to be able to think clearly.
True.
And your body will break down from a lack of oxygen.
You just remind me of something else, too. When people do that and they can't get oxygen to the brain so they can breathe out carbon dioxide or whatever the case is that you expel, you're basically killing the life, the greenery around oneself when they do that, because the green plants and so forth, the environment is not getting what you're expelling.
So are you suggesting we're harming the environment by not properly breathing?
Exactly. You're harming the environment by wearing a facial diaper because you're breathing it back what you should be filling out to the environment so the environment can flourish.
And then it feeds, the carbon dioxide, of course, feeds the trees. Okay, thanks, Francis. I really appreciate
you.
You too. The carbon dioxide that they're trying to prevent people from expelling is actually necessary for life. It's a critical component of life that they're trying to eliminate from our earth. The absurdity of what they're doing. I read an article the other day that Bill Gates actually had just put money into researching technology that would prevent cows from expelling methane when they burp. So we're being told that climate change is a result of cow farts and cow burps and carbon dioxide, which is 100% essential for life. The absurdity is off the charts, people. And it's time for us to open our eyes and understand the lies we're being fed. Patricia from Florida, what do you want to say?
Hi, I just want to recommend a book published by Eustace Mullins. Eustace is Eustis Mullins, years and years ago, called Murder by Injection. And it's a wonderful history of the AMA and what they've been doing. Goes right along with everything you're saying.
Yeah.
I've never allowed my children to, I had four children, not any of them were vaccinated, starting in 73, because I read another book before that in my 20s about vaccination by the Natural Hygiene Society.
Bravo. So, bravo.
Yeah, for that was a long time ago.
Well, yep, and they, that's when we needed to get started educating ourselves, you know, so you did it. That's great. You know,
and all my children were born at home as a result because the doctor wouldn't take me. In 1973, he said, what? Then I'm no longer your doctor. And my son was born a month later, so he's 49 years old now.
That's great. That's fantastic. Good for you, Patricia. Really, good for you. By the way,
and I'm Rh negative, and I never had a problem.
Yeah.
I had, five live births, but four of them lived. But the one that died was premature. So it had nothing to do with the Rh business.
Right. I did do a webinar for those that are Rh negative about the Rogam shot. It's about prenatal care in general, and I included quite a bit of information about the Rogam shot. It is on my website at birthofanewearth.com if you're interested to get that information.
Oh,
Patricia,
do you recommend it? I never had it, but do you recommend it?
I do not recommend the Rogam shot. It's causing all
kinds. Oh, wow.
No, you know, the Rogam shot is made up of, first of all, for people that don't understand what we're talking about, Rh negative women, if they're married to an Rh positive man, can produce an Rh positive baby. And the Rh negative blood cells will recognize that baby as an alien and send out antibodies to destroy the baby's red blood cells. Okay? So this is called sensitization. If an Rh negative mother puts out the antibodies, and they have come up with a shot, the Rogam shot, that they claim will prevent sensitization. The fact is, the shot contains antibodies from dozens of Rh negative mothers that produced antibodies to their babies, and they're injecting this into Rh negative mothers, claiming that this is going to be beneficial and stop her from mounting her own antibody response to her baby. And the truth is, this antibody response will only be activated if there is blood mixing between the mother and the baby. And the blood mixing is being caused by the medical establishment, meaning if you expose a baby to ultrasound, you can puncture holes in the amniotic sac and the blood can mix. If you do amniocentesis, there can be blood mixing. Cesarean section, there can be blood mixing. The medical establishment itself is responsible overwhelmingly for the problem that they are now, you know, coming up with another jab in order to fix. And I don't recommend the jab because babies become neurologically damaged. Mothers are developing severe autoimmune diseases as a result of this jab. Anyway, there's a lot of information in this webinar on my website. And I want to come back to Eustace. I'm sorry, Patricia, what?
Would you name your website again? I'm sorry, I don't want to miss that.
Oh, sure. My website is birthofanewearth.com. Birthofanewearth.com. And you'll see, I think the website is called Prenatal Care. I wrote about ultrasound in the title also because we went deep into the topic of ultrasound. But there's a lot of information about Rh negative moms and Rogam in that webinar. Okay, coming back to Eustace Mullins, the way you spell his name is E-U-S-T-A-C-E, Eustace Mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S. So he wrote numerous books. One of them is called Murder by Injection, but he was exposing the Jews. This is decades ago. And he was a really kind and easygoing and funny fella. You know, very easy to listen to. His books are super interesting to read. He understood the Jew as a parasite and spoke about it. Of course, they had him killed. They poisoned him, like they poison everybody. But he did live to a rather old age, so he was able to get a lot of information out to the world. Patricia, thank you for your input today.
Okay. Thank you.
We have another caller. Melissa from Maryland, what do you want to say? We don't have much time. Melissa, are you there?
Oh, hi there. Okay, yes, I am here. Okay, hi there. Okay. I think you can handle the question that won't offend you. What insight do you have about why couples, males and females, get married so young and they don't wait until they're 30 or they're 35 to marry, but they marry before they're 25? What insight do you have why they won't hold their horses and they marry so young instead of, you know, waiting until a much older age to marry?
You know, I haven't given that much thought, Melissa. I'm assuming that they're getting married because it seems like the in thing to do. Most couples today get married because that's what they think they're supposed to be doing at that age. And if they're not married before they're 25, I think they feel like they're behind schedule and that something's wrong with them. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, when I was experiencing that, you know, when I was that age, because my parents married, you know, much older in their before they were 40, but after they were 30. And that was one of the best things that my mom and dad ever did for me was marry when they were older, because when I saw girls that were getting married before they're 25, I didn't say anything to most of them. But the ones that I was close enough to say something to, I wondered what the hell their problem was. And the only response that I ever got was that they were in love. And I never rolled my eyes at them, but I wondered if it was medical, if it was psychological, if it was biological, or what was going on that caused people to marry so young.
Well, I do think, you know, in our origins, we did find the one who was for us at a reasonably young age and started making children, probably in our early 20s. Today, it's a big problem because the young people are miseducated and are not really connecting with love. You know, so a lot of what is being entered into are false unions. And if they had waited another decade or so, they might have really found the one that is for them. And this is very important, to find the one that is right for us. But yeah, there is a push to get young people involved with each other, especially sexually. And then they're forced to get married, and that leads to a whole ball game of other stuff. Already we're out of time, friends. Melissa, thanks for the question. Everybody, thanks for listening. I hope to see you all back here next week. I'm going to have a very interesting guest next week. So please tune in and take care, everybody. Bye for now.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.